Yes, indeed. That is Mr. John Lord. And a track from his solo album, it's called Back Onto This is the name of the track. And the name of the album is called Before I Forget. Came in around 1982, I think. It's in the Prog Archives. I'm just looking it up right now. And what is it? It's on Discogs. How much is it worth on Discogs? Let's have a look. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's just a single. All right. Not worth much. Before I forget, features people such as, let's have a look. Cozy Powell, Neil Murray, Simon Kirk, Bosborough, and Mick Ralphs. I think Cozy Powell is playing on that one. It sounds like his drums. And there's some vocal tracks featuring Vicky Brown and Sam Brown. And then from Stretch, the band Stretch, Elmer Gantry, he's a singer, who was the very first band that I saw when I went to the Liverpool Empire supporting Rainbow in 1976. A great band, Stretch. They had a great song, Why Did You Do It, which my band that I was in back in England used to cover. Great tune. John Lord, of course, gone, and rest in peace, John. And we were just talking about Deep Purple and its rotating membership, as well as when does a cover band become, our original band become a cover band? And we're just talking about how Randy Bachman and, what's his name? Burton. Gary Burton. What's his name? Burton. Yeah, Burton Cummings, yes, has withdrawn the rights for bands to play their music, essentially. So Guess Who tribute band to do it legitimately, you would have to acquire the rights to play the music in places like casinos and things like that. Because at that level, they're not going to be bothered about pubs and, you know, local stuff here, here and there. But, I mean, when you've got you're earning your money, and significant money they do get for those tribute acts off the backs of people like Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings, well, then I would definitely suggest, closing it down, because they can and they should, because, you know, there's just too many cover bands, tribute bands out there these days. My opinion on the matter is that it's laziness, and it comes down to that. Why are you, why are you not creating your own music? Get out there, make your own music. It may suck, it may be good, but you're making your own music. And that's important, because my famous saying is, without original music, you would never have any tribute bands. And so... as long as you own your own rights to your own music, you can shut it down. And I think they should. And how many Grateful Dead tribute bands are out there? How many, there's so many tribute bands out there these days. I think it's just killing music. And it's just basic laziness on both the parts of the audience and on the parts of the bands themselves. It's equal 50-50. And, that's why, I mean, I had a tribute band of sorts myself, but it was music that you probably had not heard of. The Northern Soul thing, it's not something you commonly get. And I was okay with that for a while, but even now I'm kind of, hesitant to even go back into that, and I want to make original music my thing. Anyway, that's enough of me. I'm always going on about something or other with an opinion, but that's how it is. That being said, I'm going to play in a contradictory nature, which is my nature. I'm going to play two versions of Afro Blue. Now, the reason I'm playing Afro Blue is the John Coltrane tune, I believe, originally. I may be wrong. It's a vocal version. It's a jazz standard, and it's not difficult to play. Not in the John Coltrane sense, but I'm going to play the Derek Trucks Band's version, which is the version that we kind of do in my band. We'll be doing that tonight at the Eagles Club in North Vancouver. By the way, that's why this is getting played. And then I'm going to play my version I did as something I constructed here in my living room, shall we say, back in 2018, which is quite different. More kind of an electronic version, I would think, yes. Anyway, this is Derek Trucks Band in the version of Afro Blue. Since I have a flute player in the band, this is why we're doing this version. You'll figure that out pretty quickly. This is Derek Trucks Band right here on the House of Prague.
You're listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, at 90.1 FM.
Wept last night. The left side prayed maiden's prayer by burning candlelight. The throne room and the palace were set beside an age-old stream. That dazzling diamonds that they crown to these scenes like a dream. Passing of a queen.